Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I don't even know who this man is, other than I guess he attended fundraisers, so I take a picture with him. I'm in a room. I take pictures with people. I take thousands and thousands of pictures with people all the time, thousands during the course of a year. I don't know him at all, don't know what he's about, don't know where he comes from, know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax.
Lev Parnas, he's probably one of the Giuliani associates that could be perhaps subpoenaed and be a witness in this impeachment trial that starts next week, really in full force on the Senate side of the rotunda. So the curtain's up, and we'll see how this all plays out. I've already given you all the stats. We know this is the third time in history, and we know there was a roll call for everybody, you know, to basically swear in the Senate and all the things that were done that were part of the preliminaries, I guess I'll say, including the Chief Justice Roberts being sworn in to preside. But I think the witness list, and I've said this many, many times on this show, is what's intriguing. Who is actually going to come? What are they going to say? And ultimately, did the White House break the law? Did the president break the law and hold the Ukrainian aid illegally? That is part of the story, and that's something that dropped out earlier in the day on Thursday, and that becomes part of this whole impeachment deal with the Senate and what they ultimately, when I say deal, for lack of a better way to describe it, it's, you know, it goes one or two ways. I mean, either something unforeseen is going to happen and come out that nobody's predicting, and the Senate swears are just going to listen to this evidence and decide from there, or we go through, I don't know, 10 days of this, and then the door gets closed and the march is completely on to what's going to happen in the presidential elections. But the Ukraine opened a criminal investigation into possible surveillance of the U.S. ambassador, so that's happening. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. Voicemails, listening to voicemails, and Rachel Maddow interviewed Lev Parnas, who, of course, was arrested, stopped at the airport, and looks like a thug. I've said this before. I called them the two thugs, Igor and Lev, who were Giuliani's guys, who were supposedly doing the dirty work. But Lev Parnas says he delivered an ultimatum in May at Giuliani's behest to the incoming president of the Ukraine that no senior U.S. official would attend his inauguration and vital American security aid would be withheld if an investigation into Joe Biden or Hunter Biden wasn't announced. And he said that the president was aware of Giuliani's efforts to secure an investigation, and the president was briefed regularly. So is that true? What does that mean? What was said? All of the who, what, where, when, and whys come out in front of the Senate, and then ultimately the decision is made there as to where it, where it goes. And while that's happening, there are other things that are going on, including Virginia declaring a state of emergency and imposing a capital gun ban ahead of this gun rights rally. So were you aware of this? Fearing a repeat of what happened in Charlottesville a couple of years ago, the Virginia governor said that temporarily that weapons, guns would be banned, so you wouldn't have that problem at a rally that is planned next week over gun rights. And he said, the governor, Northam, said that there are considerable credible threats by law enforcement agencies, so we just can't have that. So we're taking the unusual step of banning the guns. This was, in a way, this was surprising, but apparently, from what I understand, there really was a lot of scary things that were being uncovered, I'll say, by law enforcement that led them to say, you know what, we just for this rally, we can't do that because the inflammatory online postings and from militia groups and others who are promising to attend, and everything from chains and bats and projectiles and all kinds of things. So we got to be safe on this point rather than have a situation like happened before. And if you remember, the thing that was so scary in Charlottesville was when the idiot drove the car through the crowd. And that's the thing that was so awful. And, of course, what led to deaths and the chaos that ensued after that was very sad. So it was really so there you go. You had guns that were there, that were legally there, and you had people that had guns that were legally on display, but it was ultimately a car that led to, sadly, what happened in Charlottesville that was used as a weapon. But, you know, the governor says it's too frightening if you know some of the information that apparently he knows to allow that to happen. And, you know, it's, if I bounce back to the Lev Parnas thing, in the pictures, they have tons of pictures, just endless pictures of the president with Giuliani, you know, Lev Parnas with President Trump, and Lev Parnas said to Rachel Maddow that the president is lying when he claims to not know Parnas and promised to release a photo of them each time they were together when he makes the claim. And so there are these various photos of him, and you heard what the president said about that, that he poses for lots of pictures all day long or whatever. He said it's with hundreds and hundreds of people. So now what's happened in the House gets ratcheted up to the Senate, but this is the ultimately place where the stomping grounds are here and where it goes. So were things mischaracterized? You know, Senator Mike Braun says the Parnas claims were orchestrated and planned by the Democrats and people can see through it. And I was listening to Laura Ingraham, something that she was saying earlier in the day, and she was saying if the Democrats win 2020, they want revenge for, you know, what's happened in the past for these elections, and that they would target the economy but other fundamental freedoms as well. So talking about that, be careful what you wish for, because the promise of hope and change is dead, that it's all about revenge. And so you wonder how much politics will play, hello, into what happens with the Senate in this very important time next week when they go through the impeachment trial.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So we're going to hit the numbers big time, including this. If you go to see Dr. Doolittle, some are saying it is a litter, that it is a disaster. It cost $175 million to make the picture. Yikes. That is a lot of money. And the predictions are it might not even make $20 million over the weekend. I did my cheap movie review. I'm a big fan of Robert Downey Jr., so, oh, I'm rooting for him. But it got terrible reviews. Got just completely trashed. I mean, it's gotten like a 17 on Rotten Tomatoes. And they're, yeah, critics are making fun of his accent and everything else. But $175 million, boy, that's a lot of shekels to make up. And that's what it costs to make this movie. I'm sure because of the animation part, the animals, the whole thing, that is not cheap. On a sad note, because I care about the men and women in blue, I was so not surprised, but sad to learn that in 2019, 228 officers died by suicide. 132 were killed in the line of duty in comparison with 2018. Duty deaths for police officers decreased 20%, while suicides increased 35%. And where do these numbers come from? This is information from Blue, H-E-L-P. It's a mental health advocacy group for police officers and their families. And, that's so awful that you have that number. 228 police officers by suicide, 132 line of duty. And I'm glad there is an advocacy group and there is a place to reach out. I think that some of what you what they see and what you have to deal with, how do you get that out of your head, and how do you do it where you're not criticized or they look at you differently for promotions, etc. And if there is a way and there is an advocacy group that you can go to and you can release that there, I think, wow, kudos. They need to have more of that, that's for sure. Stealing, sign stealing, Major League Baseball sign stealing scandal has exploded. There was even a story that some of the big stars were wearing devices. Wow. And how they're exploring this, or Major League Baseball did do a thorough investigation of it, there's all kinds of things that are buzzing, including a report, and this is just a report, that Jose Altuve is one of my favorite players, second baseman for the Astros, and third baseman Alex Bregman wore devices that buzzed on the inside right shoulder from the hallway video guy that for the screenshots of what was going to be pitched to them, right? And so, of course, managers have lost their jobs over this, and you had two World Series that now there's big question marks over, which would be the Red Sox World Series and the World Series that the Astros won. And they're saying that they're saying there's some video footage that could corroborate some of these claims. When Altuve hit his series clinching home run in Game 6 of the 2019 ALCS over the Yankees, they're saying he held his jersey together tight to keep his teammates from ripping it off. And I looked at that footage. I mean, who knows? But what a debacle. What an incredible debacle this whole thing has become. And like I said, you had a couple of managers that lost jobs. Alex Cora was fired. A.J. Hinch was fired from the Astros. Cora from the Red Sox. And this is all over the whole sign-stealing thing. And your number is two teams, two different seasons, and a nine-page report from Major League Baseball. But this is kind of just the tip of this. I think more is going to come out, and I don't know what baseball will do. They can't. I don't think that they can go after all the players because that would be ridiculous. They would have to clear too many of the players out. It won't be that, and I think that's why you saw some of the firings that you saw, just to clear, you know, cut off the head and move from there. And I believe that's what's going to happen. But maybe it's spread even further than we, you know. You never know what's going to happen when something is pointed out about salaries in the world that we live in. How about this? I read this story today, and I'm just going to throw this out here because I thought it was interesting. A human resources manager at the Great Lakes Water Authority filed a whistleblower arbitration case against the agency, saying she was fired only days after raising concerns about lucrative new retirement benefits for the authority's CEO, Sue McCormick, and how they were handled. So the benefit netted this former manager of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department more than $90,000 and more retirement money, I guess, in 2018. It was so large it had to be split over 2 years to conform with the IRS's maximum retirement contributions by an employer. So once, I guess, that was out there, then the woman who expressed concerns about it to her supervisors found out that, it's time to pack up and you're gone. So now, is there a case here? And she complained, her complaint was filed with the American Arbitration Association, so Whistleblower Protection Act. I just had this conversation with someone over whistleblowing. when things are clearly wrong, and where's your integrity, right, and being able to question it? But then what happens so often to whistleblowers, particularly if they're right, I mean, not if somebody's just making ridiculous claims, but because of sometimes the aftermath, does it encourage others to come forward or to sit on their hands? Here's some numbers for you. Almost a quarter of the world's countries witnessed a surge in protests and unrest last year. The figure, they say, will rise in 2020. This is a new study that was just done. Of course, we know there are 195 countries in the world. You knew that, right? And this new index of civil unrest has claimed that 47 of those states witnessed a rise in civil unrest in 2019, and this was based on socioeconomic and political analysis from a firm called VRisk Maplecroft, and they're also predicting that the number will balloon to 75 countries that will have civil unrest. Oof, more things to look forward to, right? It's bleak, some of what is being discussed. The prediction is that, because they cross-reference everything and try to figure out, again, resources and levels of protection and all of that. Countries identified in a troubling bracket, I know you're not going to be surprised by this, are the nations of Russia, gee, I wonder why, China, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Thailand, and Brazil. Okay, then. Make sure you check the State Department's website to see if it's safe to travel to some of those areas. I think just the number, 40% of the world will witness civil unrest. And what is that going to look like? I mean, that's the key thing, right? Streaming has become a big deal. Of course it has, because now you have the networks where you just watch the networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, if you watch any tube. And now they want to make money because they're seeing other people are making money. So they're offering subscription streaming. And NBC Universal, they have subscription tiers. One starts at $4.99. See, the thing that's so brutal about this is they're going to tease you with the best programming they have that's going to be streamed. So it's going to try to entice people to want to spend that money. But how many services can you stream? And how much money does that add up to? Do you even stream? I'm wondering if people listening to this say, what is she talking about streaming? I have like maybe Netflix and that's it. And I refuse to stream any of the networks. Although the Peacock network is going to have Peacock free. And it's 7,500 hours of programming, including next day access to current seasons of first year NBC shows. So I don't know, that might be good. Meet you on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he looks forward to hosting the LSU National Champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C. The impeachment trial in the Senate scheduled to start Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday Monday. And the very latest now on Michael Flynn, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A federal judge postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta finds binge drinkers drinking more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to Author's Corner this time around. Patricia Mottola, she's written a book called Religion or Relationship, Living with the Holy Spirit. We had a great off-air conversation. Hey, Patricia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for calling.
So, you know, you look at the title, Religion or Relationship, and you and I flushed this out in our conversation that was, like I said, off the air. Where do you think the confusion lies for most people?
The biggest difference is in what the relationship with Jesus is. When we come to Him, we receive and accept Him as our Savior. He sends the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And with that, having His presence in us all the time, then we have an opportunity to build a relationship with the Lord who made us for His purposes, so that we can live the life He wants us to live with His power within us.
Do you think that there is a misconception about that I can't just have a relationship, that I have to be in a church somewhere, I have to be listening to whatever it is, whatever denomination, that I can't just have that relationship?
No, this is like, how do you know the guy across the street until you're introduced to him?
Yeah.
But the important thing is that we understand that the relationship is what's important, because what would your relationship with your husband be if all you did was just you knew who he was and he was in the house, but you didn't talk about anything?
Yeah, it wouldn't be very good.
That wouldn't
there wouldn't be a relationship, yeah.
It wouldn't be a relationship. And so most of the time the problem exists in we need a religion. And so we go to a church. But going to a church is not a relationship. The relationship has to be with the Lord who died on the cross for us.
Yeah.
And so it's a belief system. If that's what you have, is when you believe that Jesus, you can believe it all with, you know, that Jesus went on the cross and he died for me and all that. I did that for 20-some years. Until my future mother-in-law said to me, do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? And I said, I didn't know you could know that. And she told me about accepting Jesus. And when I went home that day, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and invited him into my life. And he has built this relationship all through the years, just like you build it, you get to know each other really well and you work together and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and directs us in as much as we desire it. He's a gentleman. He will not force his will on anybody. You have to want it. But it is not just the knowledge of the kind of religion you have.
Ah, so much deeper than that, like you're talking about in building that relationship. Is that what made you write the book, because of the conversation you had and the powerful change in your life with your mother-in-law?
Oh, absolutely. Because from that time on, my whole life, he was more important, and it just kind of grew. I learned how to invite him more into everything that there is, that I'm involved in, to the point where now he's number one, which he should have been from the beginning, but as a little kid, you know, you have to grow up.
Right.
And he's invited into my day with everything that's going on from the time I wake up in the morning. And he's with me throughout the day, and I invite him and say, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Help me through it. And he's there. But that's a relationship.
I agree.
It's not, well, I went to church on Sunday, and this is what we learned, and you go about your business and do it your way, your time.
Yeah, and because you have that relationship, that change, it made you write the book, etc., here now, and you're sharing that with everybody. What does it feel like? I mean, what does it feel like when you get up every day?
It's wonderful to know that I have him with me no matter what. The most wonderful thing happened to me just after meeting with the other spokesman. I'm 85. My vocabulary is kind of missing sometimes. But the thing is, after the first printing of the book came out and the first interview came out, I wanted to hear how I sounded. I didn't know how I sounded and what needed to be improved, because I knew there would be a couple more interviews. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed, Lord, help me to be able to find a way to hear that interview, because I hadn't heard it. And I didn't know. Well, this went on for a few weeks, and then I decided I was going to just go about my life I needed to get my hair done. So we have a hairdresser here, and she's only here. Now, these are the details that make a difference. She's only here 2 days a week from about 9 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Thursday and Friday. And so I had to decide, which day am I going to go to get this hair fixed, because it's falling out. And so I chose Thursday. Got in there. Now, she's a Christian woman, and so she was asking me how things were going, because I had asked her to pray for me. And I was telling her I was trying to find a way to hear the interview, the first interview that I had, so I could know how to improve or do better. And so in between things, she wasn't busy that day. And so she started looking on her handset to see if she could find anything and find it so because she could listen too. So I went through it, got my hair done, sat there and waited, was just about ready to go out the door. And over her handset came this voice. This is an interview of Patricia Mottola and so on and so on and so on. And I got to hear the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, how much, how questionable is it? Who fixed that all up? I had to choose what day I was going in. Nobody else knew. I had a choice between 2 days and certain hours. But I got exactly what I had prayed for.
Yep, and then you could hear it, and that made you feel better, and you realized, wow, I have a voice. This is absolutely working. And we want to tell everyone, religion or relationship, I talk a lot about this, the difference between being in a church, reciting prayers, and then what happens with the rest of your life. So religion or relationship, living with the Holy Spirit, you can get it on Amazon.com. What is your greatest hope? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That no matter what, when we get to heaven, there is not going to be a name of a church up there. This is going to be the Lord's house. And we're going to be with him. So I'm hoping that I don't care what religion you are, that you have this relationship just by going to him and asking him, giving him your life to use for whatever he made you for. And when we turn our lives over to him, he's going to work. Now think how he worked out that little detail at this perfect time when I could listen and she could hear too. And I had been praying for a few weeks about it.
Right. And then it happened. Yep.
At a time
so interesting.
I knew nothing about it except I was trusting my Lord, my God, to do it for me when and if I needed it, and he gave it to me.
Wow. All right, so pick up the book, Religion or Relationship, as we're talking about here, Living with the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Patricia, and good luck the rest of the way with the book.
Well, I'm just praying that at my late age that this can help a lot of people who think they're religious but don't have the relationship. It's the relationship that makes the difference. It's not all the head knowledge or Bible school or college or how much you've been a preacher. How many preachers have I had that never once talked about having the Holy Spirit inside?
Yeah, so fascinating. Absolutely. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so it's interesting, you know, on this show when we go to Authors Corner, we talk to a lot of different people, Christian authors, authors of novels, people who are talking about provocative things, interesting things, and her background is fascinating. She was raised in Illinois, and she actually authored 3 how-to books for teachers, and so she was published in 1968, 1970, and 1972. So, you know, this is another book for her, as I mentioned, on Amazon. And she has taught special needs students. She did that through 2006 in private and public schools. And Patricia lives now in Rhode Island, retired, and she continues to teach, you know, her beliefs in Sunday school, etc. So, wow. Again, interesting. 85 years old and still at it and still, you know, doing what she can to be out there in the mix. All right, thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This author's corner, and I talked to him, gosh, it's been a couple of weeks, and we had such a fascinating conversation about his novel called Victim. Darren Moxham is with us, and he's so passionate about this, and that's one of the things that stood out when I got off of our call, and I love people like this, and this is a series, by the way, and that means, you know, of course, the carryover, the story, the wanting to know more. Darren, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate.
So let's talk about what, first of all, what drove you to write these books?
It's funny, Kate. I first started out writing poetry, which is totally different from writing, obviously, a novel. But, yeah, as the poem sort of progressed, I realized I started having a passion for stories, reading stories more than poetry. And then I started reading erotic stories. I was actually reading Zane at the time. And then I said to myself, okay, if this young lady could write a story so provocative, I myself should be able to do something like that. So I actually started writing short stories, and then I put that into my book, Let My Soul Be Heard. And from then, I decided I'm going to try myself with a full novel. So that's what really got me into it, from poetry to writing novels.
And the cool thing about writing the novel is, you know, like you said, you go from poetry to now this longer form, if you will, and fleshing out characters more. You have six main characters, don't you?
Yes, I do. I decided to write a book with, instead of doing one main character, I decided to do six main characters so that it could reach out to a different sort of audience. Each character could reach out to different audiences. And not only that, but I noticed a lot of books I read tend to be one main character. So I thought to just throw something extra in there, you know. And yeah, I've got six main characters. As the book evolves, you're going to probably see more characters come into play as well, which is something I hope is unique.
It is unique. And how did you develop the characters? Is it a little bit from people you know, people that you've read about, different characteristics you observe? How did you pull those characters together?
That's a brilliant question. I personally believe it's from, because I tend to write about characters that I've not necessarily gone through their pains. But I believe it's something that comes from within, as well as things that I perhaps read over a period of time during my life, and people that I've come across as well. So all in all, it's probably based around everything, you know, life itself, just generally, you know?
Absolutely, life itself. So when you write something like this, and you're writing this series, and you have these characters that evolve, you know this, Darren, that we have favorites, and you tend to fall in love with one, even if you're a writer. Who's your favorite character?
My personal favorite character, as he evolves, is going to be Hutton. He's probably Hutton. He tends to be a lot more level-headed, and he's not giving so much drama to anyone else, and he's perhaps a little more like myself. So Hutton's probably my favorite. He's not going to be majority of people's favorite, I would presume, simply because he's just a low-key character, whereas you have Nathan, you have Lionel, who's going through drugs, sort of different aspects, different livelihoods, you know, but with Hutton, he's very mellow, let's say, and yeah, he tends to be my favorite. I've noticed a lot of people are drawn to Sarah, who's one of my first characters within a novel, and yeah, she goes through her elements of pain and stuff like that as well. But yeah, Hutton probably is someone I'm drawn to most.
We're speaking with Darren Moxham, and he's written this series called Victim, and we're talking about the uniqueness of the six main characters, and then he revealed to us really one of his favorite characters. And this spans, you know, a different area. It's culturally, I would call it vibrant, and you really feel like, I really feel like I'm in London. Was that the idea?
That is definitely the idea. If you notice, a lot of it was based around the Northwest. I did that purposely. I let some of my characters expand outside of London. However, majority of it was based in London and in Northwest, so people who's not necessarily lived in Northwest could get a feel of what it's like living in Northwest. And me personally, I was brought up in Northwest London, so I know a lot of the corner roads, things like that. So it helped with my characters. But as I expand with my writing in terms of general, I'll probably want to expand it elsewhere other than just London. However, for this particular book, yes, London was the main, and Northwest London was the main theme, so people could get a feel of it, let's say.
What was the reaction among your mates to writing not just one, but a whole series of books? What's been the reaction of the people close to you?
People close to me, it's been a positive reaction. I tend to get, so far, which I'm blessed at the moment, I tend to be getting a lot of 5-star ratings, even on Amazon. Some of those are from people I know, some of them from people that heard about me through someone else and things like that. So the feedback that I'm getting at the moment tends to be very, very good feedback. It's actually led me to write the second part of my novel, which is called Where the Wind Blows. So that's going to continue from victim to where my wind blows, where the wind blows. So the feedback I'm getting is tremendous, Kay.
When you started off writing, did you expect, because you talked about the poetry at first, did you think that you would be pumping out the pulp, as we say in the U.S., the way you are? This is pretty much this is an accomplishment. A lot of people talk about writing books, and they have maybe the ability to do it, but they never write that novel, that book. What does that feel like to you?
You know what? I quit. It's like my little baby, Kate. It's funny because although it is an accomplishment, in a ways I feel like it's not, because it feels like it's something that is embedded in me, something that is just natural for me, you see. And yes, it's an accomplishment. I agree with you 100%. But for me, it's my life.
Yeah, I like that. It's my life, absolutely. And where do you hope this takes you? What do you think the path is? Do you not look so much at the overall picture, but you focus on the characters and what you're doing and see where it takes you?
With this book, because there's a lot of, let's say, for example, there's spousal abuse in there, there's drug addictions, I would like to think it would open up the doors for whoever reads it could find that there's a way out of the sticky situations that they're in. So let's say, for example, if it was to go into domestic violence organizations, things like that, that would be a lovely, lovely path for it to go down. Generally, when I write, I'm just writing to write. However, I do believe this door's got a cape. This book's got the capability of opening up doors, so to speak, you know. And, yeah, if it does go down in that direction, like domestic violence places or anything like that, then I think that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely, if you can help some people, etc. So with these books, and again, Victim, you can pick up the series. Just go to Amazon.com. It's really easy to obviously find it there, and you can find it in other places too. What do you hope people take away? And that could be one of the takeaways, but what do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Just essence of basically that they could get out of any situation that they're in. Put it this way, we all go through sticky pathways sometimes in our life, whether it's a family member passing away or someone we know that's going through abuse, or we may be going through abuse ourselves. But what I would like people to take away from it is that there's always a way out. You know, you don't have to stay in the situation you are in. Yes, okay, if a family member passes away, then it takes time to heal. I would want people to recognize the fact that in time or making certain steps, you can get out of the situation you're in.
Ah, that's a brilliant place to end this. You can get out of the situation that you're in. And again, the series is called Victim. And I've said a couple of times, you can certainly go to Amazon and get that. I like the idea. I love the six characters and helping so many people. But it's a very, very interesting read. And you really do feel like you're right there in London. Good luck with the books and future books, because you're so prolific. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Brilliant. It'll be lovely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.